Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half mile race. The muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them, when it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it, and grabbing it, and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle, and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the radical superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place, stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.